Full Metal Jackie. This evening on the show, we've got legendary Motorhead guitarist Phil Campbell with us. How are you, Phil?
I'm very good. It's great to be speaking with you, Jackie. Yeah, and I don't know about the legendary bit, but you definitely got Phil Campbell right. But yeah, I'm good.
Definitely I'm good. Legendary. We're here to talk about Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons. Debut self-titled EP is out now, and your band, the Bastard Sons, is literally your kids. How does the father-son bond change when you're in a band together?
I don't know. We've always played music together and stuff like that. I have to behave myself on tour a bit more now. You know, I have to be a good boy on tour more. You know, I can't get as crazy and everything. They're the ones that get crazy. I know. I just got to watch them getting drunk and everything. And but no, it's just good. It's just really good to play, like, you know, great music on stage. I'm really blessed. It's, you know, with three of my kids, all the Bastard Sons of my children, except for Mr. Neil Starr, who's the singer, and to my knowledge, he's not my offspring. But the other three boys are, yeah. My wife didn't like the change of name from the All-Star Band to the Bastard Sons. No, she didn't speak to me for 3 days. But it actually wasn't my idea. My kids came up with the idea. So my wife wasn't too pleased with the change of name. But she's getting used to it now, I think.
Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons EP is out now. Here's a tune from it. This is Big Mouth on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Phil Campbell with us on the show tonight. And Phil, Motorhead had a very distinct style. Even though the Bastard Sons is a little different, what will Motorhead fans like about it?
I think Motorhead fans, hopefully, they like the honesty, you know, and just Paul's a rock and roll sound. I mean, it's just, it's going to sound, some stuff's going to sound a little bit like Motorhead, because obviously I wrote nearly all of the riffs with Motorhead and stuff. And we're just going to write good songs, good rock songs, like heavy rock songs. I don't know, you know, heavy metal, heavy rock, whatever, you know, and do some other bits and pieces, surprising ones. Like there's a different track on EP, is one called Life in Space, which is a little bit different, track 5, which is still, it's a beautiful song, like, you know, but we're not going to put out any, you know. Motorhead fans have been amazing to myself and to the band for years, like, you know, so we don't intend putting out any, you know, I never have done intentionally, and I never will, so we're trying anyway.
Full Metal Jackie, Phil Campbell with us. Gonna take a quick break. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. We'll also check out music from the new Meshuggah album. More with Phil. It's all coming up. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Motorhead guitarist Phil Campbell is our guest on the show tonight. And you've been working on a solo album. How much will the music that you grew up with, like the Allman Brothers and Pink Floyd, influence the album?
My early influences will be well, I should think they'll be well kind of documented on my solo record. It's not all written yet. I've written about 7 tracks for it, but all them tracks, they're all going to be messed with and stuff like that. But, you know, early influences, they stick with you for a lifetime. You know, they kind of shape, for myself anyway, yeah, they shape what I do today, you know, more than modern influences and stuff like that, you know. They like a certain smell or like a certain moment in time when you listen to the stuff. I mean, you know, I'm sure you feel the same. The influence, the solo record a lot, I think, yeah. My early heroes and songs and, you know, musicians, which I looked up to then. I'm looking forward to getting the album out, finishing it. I don't know what it's going to sound like yet. You know, I've got a bunch of stuff recorded. I got a couple of guests recorded. You know, I'm not quite sure, but it's way off. It's going to take another 10 or 12 months, but I'm going to enjoy doing it, you know, and hopefully people will enjoy it. If not, as long as I think it's good coming out, I'll do me. As long as I'm pleased with it, it would be a worthwhile project.
That seems to be how you guys in Motorhead had always sort of treated your records, and how it seems the attitude. You guys wrote for yourselves, and you never tried to to do anything that was that didn't represent who Motorhead always was.
No, yeah. We the three of us had a like vision of, you know, what we wanted, and with no disrespect to anyone else. We didn't write for fans, we didn't write for a record company, we didn't write for the managers, we didn't write for what our families thought we should write, because then you lose the purity. I'll give you an example. I years ago I used to do like, I'll play a guitar solo and I'd say, what do you think of that, guys? And somebody'd say, oh, that sounds great, Phil. And somebody'd say, oh, I don't like that. And somebody'd say, oh, it sounds like complete crap. And you're left wondering, thinking, well, what is it? Is it good? Is it? So I, you know, many years ago I decided just go with what's in the heart, you know, and bollocks to everyone else, basically. And that's what we always did. And it's impossible trying to change like Lem's point of view as well, you know. So it was good. It was a good mix. And we did have arguments writing the songs, but that's only because we cared about the music. We didn't have so many fights or arguments, you know. We had a few debates, we could put it that way, but no more than most bands. And it's only because we gave a shit about the music, you know. If we didn't care about the music, we'd say, I'll do whatever. That's why the band lasted as long as it did, because people appreciated that. Or the fans out there appreciated the honesty and the purity and the untampered with rock and roll sound and songs, I think.
Full Metal Jackie coming up. Justice Weekly Pick from the Pit. Also music from Pantera. More with our guest, Motorhead guitarist Phil Campbell. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie with Motorhead guitarist Phil Campbell on the show with us. And people like Rob Halford and Chris from Slipknot have already been mentioned as likely guests on your solo album. Who else would you like to be on it?
Jimi Hendrix, but that's not, I can't see that happening. There's too many to say, really. I couldn't really answer that. It would be it all night. Luckily, a few of my friends, my heroes, from people I looked up to, which some people now are now friends or close friends, they've agreed to play on it, and I've given them some tracks. I don't want to say too much at the moment, in case things change. I don't want to get people too excited, but I'm excited about the record and stuff. You know, it'd have to be like 6-album set to get everyone I'd like to play on it, and I don't think I should be doing that for a first album, solo album. There's so many great musicians out there, and you know, I'm just happy to be able to record with them.
It's Full Metal Jackie coming up this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Going to be hearing from the frontman for Death Clock, Nathan Explosion. We'll check out a new tune from Lamb of God here in just a bit. It's a little bit of a different sound for them, but I think you'll still dig it. Also coming up, music from Anthrax, more with Phil Campbell. It's all coming up this hour on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Phil Campbell is our guest on the show tonight. And Phil, after so many years with Motorhead, what's been the hardest adjustment now that Lemmy is gone?
Just the day-to-day stuff. Just going to his room in the hotel, or, you know, just saying, oh, Lemmy, you're going to come out to a club tonight. So just hanging out with him, basically, you know. Or calling him up, I mean, on tour, asking him how he's doing. Just a mate. I've lost a great mate. And also, like, playing on stage with him every night and shouting at each other for playing too loud and stuff. It's a lot, really. I was with him for 32 years. You can imagine I spent more time with him than I did with my wife and my family, you know. But we made good music and have many, many fond memories. So, there you go. That's what happens. I wouldn't have missed it for the world, you know. But he's there with me every day in my brain, you know. Telling me to turn it down or whatever he does.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, along with new music from King. Pristine Warning from King. It's Full Metal Jackie. Phil Campbell is with us on the show tonight. Phil, your book of anecdotes and funny stories is in the works, as I read. Could you share one of the funniest things that you've ever done that will be in the book?
Well, I can tell you one I did in California, if you're interested. Do you want to hear this one?
Yes, of course.
Okay, we were playing in the Shoreline Amphitheater, which is somewhere outside San Francisco, I'm sure you know.
Yes.
There was Testament, Motorhead, Heaven and Hell, Judas Priest. And the night before the last gig, we were in Irvine Meadows, and Chuck Billy said to me, "Oh, we're going to f*** you up tomorrow, Campbell. It's the last gig tomorrow. We got surprises for you. We're going to make fun of you on stage." And I said, "Oh, Chuck, just go away. I'm in a different league than you. You have no idea who you're dealing with here." So I rented a full-size horse when they were on stage, and I rode it on stage with an orange dress that Ronnie Dio had bought me, and a shocking blue wig, right in the middle of their set. And he bowed down to me then. Yeah, he worships me now, Chuck. And then Heaven and Hell were on after us. I'd already ordered from the runner 25 USA Today newspapers. So after the Testament prank, I got changed in the Motorhead set. Then I ran straight out into the crowd in the Shoreline. I distributed a page each to the first 20 rows. And I said, "As soon as Heaven and Hell come on stage, it's the last gig today, just start reading the newspapers." So Heaven and Hell came on, and Tony was here, and Ronnie, and all the first 25 rows were reading the newspapers. They looked across at me, and I just gave them a thumbs up and a smile. They knew it was me straight away, you know. And I don't think Judas Priest, it was rumored they wanted to cancel. They were terrified of me, but they did a gig anyway. But I was just an average night.
Well, I'm sure that there's going to...
Campbell Comedy Corporation, yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of those in your book. So looking forward to that. Is there any kind of a timeline for that?
No. The comedy carries on all the time. You know, otherwise there's no point, you know, if we don't have fun, there's no point in doing anything.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Phil Campbell with us. The Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons debut self-titled EP is out now. Can you tell us anything about what your plans are for 2017? Are you guys going to go on tour or anything with your solo record? What are the big plans for next year?
For the Bastard Sons for next year, I think definitely we're going to do some North American shows. And we've got a lot of European stuff been done. The Wacken cruise in Europe, I think. It's all been sorted out now. Yeah, but we will be out and about. So just watch this space kind of thing, yeah.
Awesome.
We're going to be out there playing loud as we can.
Well, looking forward to it. Thank you so much for taking the time, Phil. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jackie. It's fantastic, yes.